Welcome to Will It Game, a podcast from one board family that's all about pitching terrible game ideas to actually creative people. Creative people like our guest host, Stephen Aramini, who's with Galactic Raptor Games and has a game that he wants to tell you about. So my name's Ryan Gutowski. I'm here, as always, with...
Rick White. Hello, hello, hello.
Yes, sir. And our guest judge, Stephen, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, definitely, man. We've got some great games to pitch to you. But first, why don't you pitch your game that you're currently working on?
My game is called Animal Kingdoms, and it is being put out by Galactic Raptor, and it is coming to Kickstarter on January 8th. It's basically an area control game that also uses hand management and plays from 1 to 5 players, about 45 minutes, kind of a sort of a lighter game that I think pretty much anybody can get to the table. So
be sure to check out Animal Kingdoms on Kickstarter right now. So this week's theme is John Hughes movies. Stephen, you and Rick were going back and forth, and this was one of the themes that was an option. So we went with the John Hughes movies. So do you think that we may butcher these for you?
Well, I'm hoping so. But
all happy memories of these movies are destroyed, really, right now.
That's why this was one of the options. Cool, yeah. Cool.
Well, I'm very curious what movies you pick, because I'm a huge John Hughes fan, and I have no idea how any of them would be turned into a game, though. So,
right. Well actually, we did a lot of we did a review of Home Alone, the game. Yeah. Over Christmas, and it made a few of our top like gift giving ideas. So we're kind of in the vein of John Hughes movies right now. I think we're primed and ready to go with it.
Right on.
That's right. So let's. I'm going to go ahead and throw out the first pitch. The first pitch is called Catch Ferris Bueller, based on the hit movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off from 1986. You may know the movie, sir.
I know it well.
Good. I'm sure that I'm going to get a lot of things wrong, and you're going to chastise me off mic. So this is a hidden movement game that's set in the iconic locations of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So you're going to be at the house, you're going to be at the school, you're going to be at that crazy looking house that he drives the car into. So you're going to be in all these different locations, and you're going to be one player. It's basically a one versus many game. If you think of Last Friday or something like that, that even though that's kind of a slasher game. But it's a one versus many game. So one person has a screen and they're playing the role of Ferris Bueller. And they're secretly moving Ferris around the different locations in Chicago. And so what's happening is everybody else at the table, let's say it's four players. Other people at the table are playing Principal Rooney, Katie Bueller, his mom, and Jeannie Bueller, his sister. And so you got the other people at the table are trying to find Ferris, and the first one to catch Ferris wins. The game's going to take place in during the course of 12 rounds, and during those 12 rounds, players actually have special ability cards that are tied to their character. So for Ferris, that's probably the most iconic one. You've got things like fake phone calls, so it can throw another player off and basically keep them from taking a turn, making a movement by putting in a fake phone call. This person says, "Oh, was that real?" And then they end up skipping a turn. Ferris has a couple different disguises at his disposal that he can use. And then, of course, fake alibis from friends within the school that want to stick up for Ferris. And so the other players are trying to locate Ferris, trying to capture, kind of corner and capture Ferris and make his day a little harder and a lot more school oriented. So that is my pitch for Catch Ferris Bueller.
I like it. no, I think actually thematically that's probably the perfect mechanic to fit it. I think you could fit Cameron in there, his best mm-hmm. bud. He could get in there and give him a little bit of help here and there.
See, I wonder. Yeah, that seems like that would be a special ability card. Like Cameron could do something to push somebody off the trail. I feel like that would be a good role for that one.
I mean, it is weird that it's hidden movement, given that Ferris like shows up in the middle of a float on in a parade. Like that doesn't seem very hidden movement to me. I don't know. Like
yeah.
But he's always one step ahead of
yeah
of the others.
And that's the thing. Similar to a lot of other hidden movement games, there are going to be key points during the gameplay where Ferris's location will be given away. Whether it's a special ability card that's played, or whether a certain round, when you hit a certain round, Ferris has to reveal himself because he's doing. Maybe it's even a card that says Ferris is doing blank, you know, and so that's when he's revealed on the board to all the other players.
And it's the whole city of Chicago that we've got as a map.
The entire city.
This board is going to be humongous.
That's the thing. On the back of the package, it says must have like a 12x4 table.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a really long board.
It's a floor game.
It's a floor game.
And then you need a leisure track. So you can track his successes of being leisurely all day.
That would almost be cool if you had something, you know, the Bob Ross painting game has a chillometer. It almost would be fun to introduce something like a leisure track where the further away you are from the group, the higher that level is and the easier it is to escape. You know, or there's got to be some kind of that would actually be pretty cool if there's some sort of meter that allowed, almost like a hot cold meter. It's like, okay, one of the three of us are close because his leisure track is down.
I like right. it.
Gotcha. And is there a part where Ferris Bueller makes out with his sister? Because, you know, Matthew Broderick and Jennifer Grey were like a thing. So is that going to be part of the game as well?
No, that's maybe an expansion. I don't know.
That's a promo.
Yeah, it's a promo card you can only get at Origins.
Yeah, so. Or family reunions in Alabama. All right, so now that we've insulted Alabama listeners, you're too close to Alabama. I shouldn't make those jokes.
It's a mistake, Rick.
So my game is Christmas Vacation, the game. So
National Lampoon's. It's a classic.
There you go. That's my dad's favorite Christmas movie. We watch it. Well, we watched it two times this year because my brother wasn't there the first time, and he insisted that we watch it again, and my dad was totally okay with it, and I was like, ah! It's okay. I slept through it. But anyway, this is going to be a cooperative game where it plays four people. Each person takes on the role of somebody from the Griswold family, and you are trying to save Christmas. You've got four missions. You're trying to get the food to the table, trying to get the lights on the house, get the tree, and make sure that you get that fat Christmas bonus so you can put in the swimming pool. Each person has their strengths. So, like, Clark is the man of action, but his work is a little risky, and there can be bad things that happen when he takes his actions. Rusty helps Clark, so if Rusty's around when Clark is doing that stuff, you can mitigate the disasters. Ellen is the people person, so as family members start showing up, she's going to help deal with them. And Audrey has very few redeeming qualities, is what Audrey has. You'll take two actions each turn. Maybe these are with cards, or maybe you need like tokens to take those. I haven't thought that through yet, but that will push you further along the track for each of those missions that you're trying to accomplish. And at the end of each player going, you'll draw a card that adds a new challenge that must be faced. So maybe the aunt, the crazy aunt that can't hear and has wrapped up her cat, is there. Maybe the old man just lit the tree on fire with his cigar, so you've got to make sure that you take care of that. Maybe the squirrel invaded, you know, because you just chopped down the new tree. There's all kinds of stuff that could happen. So you've got to face those challenges whenever they come up. Now, as I like to do, I've already included an expansion.
Of course.
Maybe it's inbox, or maybe this is a stretch goal, but Cousin Eddie is going to be a fifth playable character. Randy Quaid's classic character from these movies. He's stupid but helpful, especially when trying to get that Christmas bonus. You know, he maybe can go out and kidnap the boss for you if you need him to. And of course, he's very helpful in dealing with squirrels because, you know, Eddie eats those things.
Yeah.
So, you know, by the end of it, you're gonna.
I love the idea. I hate to interrupt you, but I love the idea of having a fifth playable character that is actually a detriment to the team most of the time.
Yes,
except for twice.
Yes, only for two things is he helpful. The rest of the time, he is totally destroying all progress. But by the end of this game, and I've had to edit this a little bit, but you'll be the happiest bunch of morons this side of the nut house. So that is Christmas Vacation.
Oh, well, that I love the objective of the Christmas bonus, because nobody wants the Jelly of the Month Club.
Absolutely not. You got to give a better present than what Clark gives the boss. I pick up on new things every time, and I notice in that scene that there are every present looks the same, and it's a shape that doesn't make any sense. Like, there's no present in the world that is like a long box with a tiny box on top of it. I have no idea what it's supposed to be. And it's hilarious.
Well, I love Christmas Vacation because I actually just watched that like 2 days ago. So
sweet.
Yeah, same, so it's all fresh, here. fresh in my mind. Yeah, I love bringing in all the characters, and each of them could have their own abilities and challenges. So yeah,
we're gonna have to mine for Audrey. Like, I really couldn't find anything that Audrey did good in that movie. Like, I need to watch the others and try to remember what that she does.
She kind of didn't have much to do in any of the vacations.
Yeah, she went off as a dancer in Vegas Vacation. That's all I remember.
All right, so Steven, this is where you take all of this wonderful information, these two amazing games that I'm sure you're probably furiously writing down so that you can copyright before we have a chance. Tell us which one. Which one is the least crappy game? Yes. What would you proudly display on your board game shelf?
I understand that those are two very different criteria. Least crappy and would be proud to display.
But I feel like it's that meeting in the middle of those two streets that make this the best podcast on the internet.
Well, I feel like Rick really was trying to play the nostalgia card because we're just fresh off of Christmas.
Yeah,
but I think I have to go with Ferris Bueller catching Ferris Bueller.
Oh, nice.
No.
Yes.
I just the one versus many sounded really appealing and ultimately Ferris Bueller it's probably my favorite John Hughes movie. So you were kind of doomed from the start, Rick.
Interesting.
Ryan's stalking pays off again.
Well, here's my issue. As I only put this in the document, in our shared document, like 3 or 4 minutes before. So my worry was that I was going to open up the document and see that you had chosen Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I was legitimately scared about that. Because I was like, if he already chose it and he's already got it written down, there's no way that I can come in here and start writing. You know? So,
well, I'm glad terrible, that so happen. You're welcome.
That was good. Cool. So for everyone listening, you can actually get online, go over to facebook.com/oneboardfamily, and you can vote for your favorite. Catch Ferris Bueller from myself, or Christmas Vacation from Rick. So which game would you like? Go ahead and vote. We appreciate all the feedback that you guys give on the Facebook page and just voting and letting us know which one you thought was the best pitch. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Steven. And again, Steven, where can people find you online?
Best is on Twitter. I'm just at Steven Aramini, which is STEVENARAMINI. And if you want to check out Animal Kingdoms, it's on Kickstarter, and it's being put out by Galactic Raptor.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Steven. And until next time, we will see you at the table.
Punchboard Media,
where we all
bring something
to the table.
Pull up a chair
at punchboardmedia.com.